B-Pod Studios.
$99 or more on your Macy's card. And get a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. Just in time for weekend guests. Find great home savings at Macy's, the furniture destination. Savings off regular and sale prices. Exclusions apply.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez middays. Missanelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Would help me. Oh, forgot my mic was on. Would help if I plugged in my headphones to start the show, because I don't hear myself right now. Happy Friday, everyone.
Unfortunately, I can hear you. So you're good to go. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
There we go. The headphones. Normalcy.
The weekend.
We made it.
It's
we
upon
made it
us.
To Friday. Happy Friday of Memorial Day weekend, everyone. Hope everyone's doing well out there. I guess summer is officially starting, huh, Bob?
Yeah, it is. And you'll be able to tell by the traffic you'll see today around 3 o'clock. Probably earlier.
Yeah. My mom went down yesterday, I want to say around like between the hours of 4 and 6. And said the traffic was awful.
Yeah, I was driving around yesterday going the opposite way, and I could see it. It was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you know what? If I'm able to leave on a Thursday to get down the shore for a long weekend,
good.
I don't think I'm complaining about the traffic.
Yeah. Hoping to be on the road myself by like 12:30 today. We'll see what happens.
Are you going up to the Hamptons, or are we...
Well, I have to drive to the helicopter. The helicopter is going to take us to the yacht, and the yacht's going to take us up to the Long Island Sound.
Did you say helicopter? How do you say that?
Helicopter.
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 That's not helicopter, it's helicopter.
Helicopter.
Helicopter, yeah, not helicopter.
All right. I've had one cup of coffee. Barely.
That's your excuse every day. Oh, I'm sorry, let's get back on track, team.
Takes a while to get the years going here.
The Phillies.
Yeah, got day baseball yesterday in Wrigley. Aaron Nola starts out very well. I think he had a no-hitter through three. Fourth inning, the wheels fell off a little bit. Ends up getting out of the jam. Could have been a lot worse. Fifth inning, you know, okay. And gets pulled, I thought, a little bit early.
Way too early. Your freaking manager was an idiot yesterday. I'm sorry. He could have cost you another game in this series.
I didn't like the three relief pitchers in the sixth inning.
No, it's ridiculous. He had to put his thumbprint on the game when it was totally unnecessary.
Yeah, no,
that was
what he was thinking. Was
lefty, I got to do something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And people are questioning me about how I handle my bullpen. Oh, crap. Let your ace go. Hey, he ticked me off to no end yesterday.
You seem pretty upset.
Very upset with him yesterday. Whenever he tries to put his stamp on a game, this is what happened. A 7-0 lead dwindles down to almost nothing, and they almost lose a game that should have been a yawner.
It should have been. They were up, 7-0 at one point?
Yeah.
Yeah, that should have been
7-0 with your ace on the mound. Okay, he gave up 3 runs. He had 6 strikeouts and 4 walks, but his pitch count was still okay. Ride him out. Knock it off. Stop trying to overmanage. I can't stand that. Anyway. And also, right? In the NBA last night, Toronto beat Milwaukee at Milwaukee 105-99 to take a 3-2 series lead.
You all right? Under your skin yesterday.
He got on my nerves this whole series.
Huh.
Yeah.
He was very happy for Hector Neris, who ended up closing it. It was sketchy. Neris got a huge... He got the double play, right? Was my brain working?
He had a strikeout there.
Yeah, it was bases loaded, no outs at one point, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. It seemed like it was bases loaded, no outs, 2 guys on, tying run at the plate, all of that stuff. Wouldn't have been necessary if you just stick to your ace. God, you got to go lefty on lefty matchup.
I mean, Nola wasn't
Morgan.
Like great.
Oh, my God. He wasn't great, but he's your ace for a reason.
But he's not
Knock
the ace
it off.
Really this year.
Oh, stop it.
I mean, he should be your ace, but he hasn't.
Okay,
really...
Now you're starting to think like your manager, and that's why you guys are in the gay pride parade together.
Well, I mean, if he doesn't have his
Hector
stuff.
Hector Neris wasn't good either yesterday.
Nobody was really good. Except Andrew McCutchen and Gene Segura and JT Realmuto.
McCutchen's really hitting the ball well lately. 9 for his last 20.
I think I got my swagger back. Oh.
Yeah, how about he gave us some of that yesterday, didn't he?
He did. He dropped one of my favorite drops after the game. Pat's going to grab it. And
I think I got my swagger back.
Can you grab the full cut pack? Because he was pretty funny yesterday. Talking to Murph after the game on the field. He did give me one of my favorite drops. But he's been playing really well the last like week or so. Gene Segura is about as consistent gets. That guy's unbelievable. I love him.
He's your MVP so far this year for the Phillies.
I personally think so too. But I mean, it's easy to make a case for JT Realmuto. But here's Andrew McCutchen with Murph after the game. He's very aware of YouTube sensations and drops. Here's Andrew.
I think I got my swagger back.
There you go.
Nah, I mean, I'm feeling good, man. Feeling good. It's nice to, you know, not play in 40-degree weather. And, it's middle of May, and, feeling good so far. So hopefully carry that on into Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's nice to see McCutchen fine. You knew he would, much like you know Harper will. But good to see them get back on track.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to need that. And we talked about it. How are they winning these games? McCutchen wasn't hitting. Harper wasn't hitting. Hoskins wasn't hitting. But they've survived. They're 8 games over .500, still game and a half, ahead in the NL East. So, if those guys can start getting going, this is going to get real, real fun.
Yeah. Atlanta's pesky. Have you seen this kid, Austin Riley, they called up?
No, I mean, I've heard all about him. I haven't seen him yet.
Yeah. I grabbed him in my fantasy baseball league.
Look at you.
The keeper league, so I'm pretty excited about him. I think he's got 3 home runs this week. He's, I think, if not their top prospect, like one of their top 2 or 3. Third baseman, outfielder kind of combo player. It looks like he's going to be a stud and a pain for many years to come.
Mm-hmm.
But the Braves are pesky. They're getting some nice pitching performances out of some young guys. Soroka, Max Fried down there. You know, Julio Teheran stinks. But they do have some nice young pitchers, and they're going to be pesky. And they look right now like the team that's probably going to give you the best run at it. The Washington Nationals have a bullpen that's going to cost them big time. They're struggling. They are 10 games out of first place already. You hate to see it. Just kidding. You absolutely love to see it. But 10 games out, I know it's only May, but they're 19-31.
Yeah, it's really not good.
And they
with
have
that
talent
pitching,
in the
they
lineup,
have talent,
and
they have
that
pitching. Yeah. I don't know why. A bad start's so hard to overcome. I mean, you got to just, if a bad start for a good team should be just treading water at 500. But the fact that they're, what you said, 19 of 12 games under 500,
wow.
That's horrible.
That's
crazy. I don't know if they're going to be able to do it.
I mean, you always say that. And then, you know, like the St. Louis Blues were the worst team in hockey in early January. And, you know, look where they are now.
Good point.
It's, it's certainly not impossible, but it's not looking great.
No, it's really not.
But the Braves and Phillies appear to be the front runners of this division, and I think it'll stay that way for the foreseeable future. I'm at the point now where I'll be devastated if they don't win the NL East.
Really? Devastated?
Well, I mean, that's a little heavy. Really ticked off?
No, I'm looking for a playoff. I don't care if it's a wild card, if they win the division, whatever it may be.
Get the division.
Well, obviously you want that to happen, but I'm not going to be devastated.
You scared of the Braves?
I'm not scared of anything.
Sounds like you're
Gabe.
Scared of the Braves.
I'm not scared of
you
anything.
You hate Gabe and you're scared of the Braves.
I'm not a huge fan of Gabe's. I have to admit, I am not a huge fan of Gabe's, but I've said that a long ago. I said that from the beginning of last year. I just...
Let it out, Bob. Let it out. This is what we do. We talk about things.
I don't know what his thinking is at times. Like, what are you doing? I mean, it's 7-3 yesterday. You got your ace going. He gets a guy on base. You're going lefty-lefty matchup after 5 1/3 innings. Stop. Just stop. Stop overmanaging. Just do
like
what you've done
constantly.
Most of the season and let it play out.
He doesn't. I don't think he overmanages this year.
But it's so predictable. Not so much this year, you're right. But it's just so predictable that when something seems to happen controversial, it was the Nishak thing, it was the bullpen thing, that he has to put his stamp, it's my team, I got this, don't worry, guys. Like, just stop. Your ace is out there. Let it play out. Baseball's a game where it plays out more often than not. Let it play out.
In front of
I was screaming
in
yesterday
front of
when
Aaron
he
Nola's father too. How disrespectful!
I know. Yeah,
you're irked. You are irked.
I was very irked yesterday.
Ooh, Bobby! Bobby's irked by Gabe.
Is that wrong?
Gabe was a very valiant effort. Guys are dripping with sweat. Let's open it up in chat.
Stop. I can't.
We love it. I love it. I think it's incredible. What do you guys have? What would you like to talk about?
What do you want to talk about, Bob?
Nothing. I'm good.
If you could fix one thing on this team, what would it be?
On the Phillies?
Yeah, like you, because there's a trade rumor that I'll just get right into it. Yeah. There's no point in teasing. Apparently, according to Pregame Steam, the same Vegas Twitter account that had Bryce Harper signing with the Phillies, I think before anyone else, by no means a verified or trusted MLB reporter, but probably some sort of a quote-unquote insider based off of, I would say, the gambling circuit. They said that the Giants are looking at the Yankees and Phillies minor leaguers and are heavily scouting their leagues. So, Madison Bumgarner would be the target. He's not been stellar this year by any means, but he's clearly a big-game pitcher. He's a lefty that you're going to need. Cole Irvin got sent down again yesterday.
Yeah.
How much on a scale of 1 to 10 does Madison Bumgarner intrigue you? The other options you could fix with the Phillies team, and we're talking about fixing a first-place team, so let's not act like the sky is falling. I don't want people to hear this as, oh, God, you got to go do something. Craig Kimbrell's out there. Dallas Keuchel, who I've heard they're not very big on, is out there. I think you need a new center fielder. I hope it's Roman Quinn, but Roman Quinn, frankly, can't be counted on. So there's a couple areas of the team that you could patch up. If you could make one move, what is it?
I think a rock-solid closer.
So you would go. Somebody you would consider Craig Kimbrell, unless it's a trade.
I'm not saying Kimbrell's a rock-solid closer this early in the year. Or settle on somebody. Settle on a closer. Say who your closer is. Solidify that part of the bullpen. And then I think other things fall into place. And things are going to change around. Like you said, they put Irvin back in AAA. So now who starts? Is it Pivetta? Is it Vinny Velasquez?
Velasquez thinks he deserves it.
He does, and good for him. But he thinking isn't his strong suit. So does Velasquez go to the pen? Do you add that in there? I just say who you're starting. It looks like it's Hector Neris, I guess.
Yeah.
Although he wasn't solid yesterday either.
Robinson, you have no idea what's coming back.
Yeah. But you're right. Center field, I'm done with the experiment.
Yeah, I'm done.
But you know what did happen to Roman Quinn? Like, I know he came off the field like a hamstring. That was like 8 months ago.
He said
this guy gets hurt blinking.
Yeah, he's Mr. Glass.
Bitter today.
You're ornery.
I think Skyler kept me up last night.
Wow.
I'm really in a good mood. I can't wait for the weekend. Going to be a fun weekend.
She slept well last night, too. That's weird.
Going to Billy Joel tonight.
Jay. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
That'll be fun. I've always wanted to do Billy Joel at MSG, but...
That would be cool.
I refuse to pay the prices that it costs to do that.
Although...
Because I don't like him that much. It's my wife's bucket list item.
To see him at MSG?
Yeah.
Yeah? I've never been to a concert at Madison Square
Garden. Neither have I, actually.
But let's get back on track talking sports. Recap.
So, Madison Bumgarner, would you? I'm Roman Quinn.
Yeah,
they
I have
said
no problem
on the broadcast
with that.
Yesterday, could be back any day. He's doing more lateral running and all that stuff. So, he should be close. He's on the road with them. So, you know, he's got to be somewhat
close. Yeah, I mean, the speed is an element that they don't really have in this lineup if you're looking at anything. So, defensively, he helps you a lot out there in center field.
I would do a platoon of Kingery and Quinn as soon as he's back.
I got no problem with that.
Just seeing Odubel come to the box frustrates me as a fan anymore. Like, he came up yesterday in the first inning after Harper got the RBI. And, you know, man on second and third, one out. And I'm like, all right, Odubel, I have no faith at all that you're going to do the right thing here. And sure enough, luckily they got the pass ball, so the run got home. And then sure enough, Odubel did not come up. It's just like anytime you need him to do something, he doesn't do it. And his head's in the clouds. He frustrates me. He doesn't have the best at bats. I just don't know what he really has brought to the team this year.
Yeah, not a lot. Not a lot. And it's really something you have to take a look at.
And Gabe has said, more or less, you know, it's an open contest.
Yeah. Yeah, open competition still. And I'm all for it. I am absolutely all for it. And Roman Quinn does excite me.
He's just good when he's healthy. He's Mr. Glass.
Yeah, he really is.
And Tom McCarthy was talking about it yesterday in the broadcast. And, like, the way he was saying it was like, he was like, well, yeah, you know, Roman knows what everybody says about him, so he wants to go out there and prove him wrong. I'm like, say about him? You mean reality? Like, yeah. Cold, hard facts? Yeah. It's not like we're trashing the guy. The facts are he can't stay on the field. We all like him. Like, it was like a negative towards the fan thing. Like, we're critiquing Ben Simmons' jump shot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Tom meant it that way or if Roman meant it that way, but I was like, talk about him. I was like, the guy can't even get on the field. We don't have the chance to talk about
him. What are we supposed to say? Like, oh, he's got great potential. And just leave it at that?
I guess. Yeah,
why isn't he playing?
Oh, I heard that. My ears
hurt all the time.
Yeah, my ears perked up. And yeah. I was like, what?
Yeah. I remember him saying that, too.
I was like, what? Yeah. Get out of here. Get on the field, and then maybe we'll talk about
it. But he's very interesting to this lineup because
he's
good enough.
He's got potential.
The reason he couldn't hit this lineup before was because he's kind of a slappy hitter and stuff like that, and it's like you needed more out of your center fielder, which you thought Odubel could give you. But now your lineup's so solid, and you have some guys that can really stroke and hit dingers. And, you know, I mean, you have a lot of that now. You can not only afford to have Roman Quinn in your lineup, he could excel with just getting on base and his speed. That's one thing that this
and
team
solid
lacks.
Defense.
Yeah, exactly.
Better defense than Odubel, in my opinion.
No question.
He's on my list. He's on my hit list. Like, I'm just
done. Yeah, you're done.
Even a hot streak can't save. Like, I'm not tricking myself into thinking, like, he could go on a two-week hot streak. I'm not falling for it again. I've seen enough.
You won't be fooled again.
I won't be fooled again.
They're in town
this weekend.
Tonight, last night, was it?
Saturday?
Oh, they're Saturday night, yes. So
Billy Joel Friday night and them Saturday?
The Who Saturday, yeah.
That's boy, some heavy what, hitters that, coming through.
I'll
so
tell you what, if
far.
It was 1980, this would be awesome.
Nice. So, yeah, nice. Memorial Day weekend, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
Down at the old ballpark. Philly's off to Milwaukee for 3 games. Kristen Yelich still day-to-day, I believe.
Yeah, back spasms.
He was at the Bucks game last night chugging. So did you see what happened? This was hilarious.
Yes. But,
so Toronto pulls off last night in game 5. They take the 3-2 series lead. The cliche, the series doesn't start until somebody gets a road win. Happened last night. Toronto gets the win. Kawhi Leonard and Fred Van Fleet carry the Raptors. Van Fleet, I think, hit 7 three-pointers.
7 threes, yeah.
His career high in the playoffs. Kawhi just continues to be just dominant.
He had a huge step back three last night.
Yeah,
he still didn't look 100%. He was at times laboring up and down the floor.
35 points, I think.
Yeah.
35 points laboring.
Yeah, I mean, he's just incredible. He finds like little spaces on the floor when he's driving the lane. He does little, you know, jukes here and there. He does shoulder fakes better than anyone I've seen in a long time. Yeah, he's so good.
His on-court interview after the game, he cracks me up so much because he's so just matter of fact and like, so I forget the sideline reporter for TNT, but she's like, so what's the mood like in the locker room now that you have the chance to go back home and win the series? And he's like, well, I don't know. The game just literally ended. I haven't been in the locker room yet.
He is the best.
And just said it like he didn't laugh. Like, I don't know if he finds that funny, like the way he handles it. He was like, I don't know.
Well, the same girl asked him after it was 2-2, how does it feel to be just 2 wins away from being in the NBA Finals? And I was waiting for him to say, we're also 2 losses away from not being in the NBA Finals. Like, it was the stupidest question ever. And he was just like, I don't know. I've just got to win the next game. You know, he is great on the floor.
He doesn't have time for the stupid questions.
And there are plenty with the sideline reporters after games.
There certainly are.
Yeah.
Toronto up 3-2 Saturday night, game 6 up in Toronto. Drake is so annoying. I hope they get swept by the Warriors simply because of Drake.
Wow. You already have Toronto being in the NBA Finals, huh?
I certainly didn't think it was going to be that way, but, I mean,
Oh, it's a Sixer series all over again. Milwaukee goes home.
Yeah, I mean,
or no, Toronto. Toronto's no, it's not
gotta,
actually. Toronto
Toronto's
goes home.
Got to close it out here.
I'm not supremely confident that they just go home and win this, though. It wouldn't surprise me if this goes.
You know
to
what?
Game
I was
seven.
Listening to Tim Legler this morning on the ESPN National. He was up on SportsCenter yesterday, and he was talking about Giannis. And it was funny.
It wasn't funny. It
sounded exactly like a Ben Simmons scouting report.
It's this narrative that you have to have the ultimate player anymore, or it's not good enough. Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to be the MVP of the league this year.
And but they're making no his offense life hell again, by they jamming are, the lane.
But guess what? You can do that to any player in the league if you learn how to play them correctly. If you come up with a scheme that's you know all well and good to keep them intact a little bit.
Nobody's really keeping Kawhi intact.
There's only two or three players in the league that you can't come up with some way to you know
well,
hinder
I think
them
a lot of people
bit.
Thought Giannis was that.
But no, we all knew that his outside game and his mid-range game isn't all that good. He's going to win the MVP in spite of it. You know why? Because he finishes in the lane and at the rim at like a 90% clip, whereas Ben Simmons, although everybody wants this jump shot,
no, I just
finishes
meant,
at like a 50 to 60% clip.
I wasn't
clip.
Trying to compare the two, but when Legler was talking, he's going, yeah, you know.
No, I agree with you.
In the, you know, until Giannis develops that mid-range game, you know, and is able to score at will from somewhat of a perimeter, you know, he's going to see this in the playoffs. He's going to see them clog the lane and you know, put all the oak trees down low and make his life tough. And I was just hearing this Giannis report, and all I could hear was, that's what we'll hear about Ben Simmons if he doesn't get a jump shot.
Right, but what's
in
the biggest
3 years
what's
from
the
now?
Biggest difference? Ben Simmons has Joel Embiid. Giannis Antetokounmpo has
well, and Legler's
Chris
other
Middleton.
Point, or no, sorry, it wasn't Legler. This was somebody else, Freddie Fitz, one of their other guys. And he was saying, bully ball and playing basketball in the lane doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, it's the guy that was with Hubie Brown, right?
Yeah. And he's like, if you think you're going to win playing in the lane basketball amongst the trees, you're mistaken.
Right now, that's not the way of the NBA. But guess what? At some point in the next 10, 15 years, it's going to go back to that. You can't say that that something doesn't work. It can. If you so choose to make that the focal point of your game, it can work. Anything can work. Like, if you so choose to just go that way, it can work. I mean, to say something just can't work in the NBA anymore, that's just not right. But right now, yeah, the way that Toronto is defending Giannis Antetokounmpo is the way to defend him. But guess what?
It's the Ben Simmons defense.
Go through the league for the last 30 years, and except for two, three players, everybody had faults in their games. It's just a matter of other teams exploiting the faults and trying to take away the positives.
Yeah. You know, it's. I didn't see the series. I thought Milwaukee had it after the first two. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God, yeah. We all did. Sure.
Pretty impressive to get three wins in a row versus that team. I guess you got to give Nick Nurse credit for the, you know, it seems like they shifted their defense pretty drastically there after the second game.
Yeah.
So, you know, Nick Nurse, good job? Question mark? It still kills me because if the Sixers beat the Raptors, they were going to beat the Bucks.
No question in my mind.
I felt it in my bones.
Yeah, no question in my mind.
I thought the Raptors was the tougher of the two matchups, and now you're seeing the Raptors take it to the Bucks because of what you said. If you just have one player, you can focus a team on that one player and not have, you know, Chris Middleton didn't show up. Eric Bledsoe didn't really show up.
Yeah, if it wasn't for Van Vliet last night, you know, Milwaukee's, you know, could be leading the series 3-2.
Yeah, I think Bledsoe had 20, but it was like one of those quiet 20s where, like, you barely even notice it. You're listening to the Fanatic at 5. Coming up, media members, and you used to be one of them. I mean, a Big J journalist, beat reporter, decide the All-NBA teams. And a couple guys got shafted on a lot of money because of the All-NBA teams. I want to ask you, do you think that media members should decide that? Because I think there's a shift coming. Because a lot of guys have money on the line based on this. And Rudy Gobert, because of an All-NBA team or defensive team, is in line for what could be an absurd contract that isn't even close to being worth it. We'll get into all that coming up ahead. And Chris Harden and James Harden and Chris Paul, trouble in paradise.
Yeah, maybe.
Houston, we have a problem. You're listening to the Fanatic at 5. Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynn's. Time of the Fanatic, 524.
97.5, the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic at 5.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch, Bob Cooney. You listen to Fanatic at 5. Farzetta and Trey coming up next, top of the hour, 6 o'clock. It's Friday before Memorial Day weekend. Summer officially kicks off. 9 o'clock, Jimmy Kemsky is going to join the show. Talk a little Carson Wentz and the Eagles as they're finishing up the week of OTAs. They have OTAs again into next week. And then I think roughly about a month from now, they have the mandatory OTAs. It'll be interesting to see if Malcolm Jenkins arrives for the mandatory version of that as opposed to the voluntary. He clearly wants some money, so we'll see what happens on the Malcolm front. A month from now, it might be more interesting. Right now, it doesn't really matter at all. A couple guys aren't at OTAs. But a month from now, it's mandatory, and the full team will be there and underway. And
I'll bet you it gets worked out before then.
Do you think?
I do.
I kind of have a doubt.
Yeah.
I just don't see the problem with guaranteeing his money like basically the next 2 years. I don't think it'll take much. I just think he wants some guaranteed money on the books.
Yeah, I do. I just think they'll do what's right. I think he means too much to this team. You don't want to have any doubts in players' mind whether management's taking care of the right people or not. So I think they will do something before all is said and done.
Yeah, so the Eagles finish, you know, I guess they get the weekend off. I don't think they work over the weekend down there for OTAs.
They should not on Memorial Day weekend this
year. No, and, you know, the shore will be busy. A lot of people will be flocking to the
shore.
How
do you usually get to the Hamptons?
I drive to the helicopter and then...
Why can't you say this word?
It's helicopter.
It's not helicopter. It's helicopter. It's H-E, not H-I.
You're trying too hard.
Helicopter. Egan, say the word.
Yeah, it's helicopter.
You guys are trying way too hard. Helicopter.
I guess people that have helicopters...
H-I-L-L.
It's heli.
Right. Why do you say helicopter?
I'm saying an E. It's just too quick for your ears to catch up to.
Okay. All right, back on track. Let's recap what happened last night. Phillies, good win.
Yeah, they made you sweat. Hector Neris made you sweat. Here's Gabe Kapler after the game. He was asked about the bullpen, you know, and what happened in the sixth inning. And he's just happy for Hector.
Certainly, like, happy for Hector. You know, he had the guts performance possible out there. That lineup is never-ending. And it's every guy can hit the ball out of the ballpark. And this, the way it went today, you kind of thought like at any point could be more home runs. And so I think my initial thought when that ball landed in McCutcheon's glove was good for Hector. Like, good for such a dependable, rock solid human being and stud. And so awesome to see that happen for him.
Tell me what I'm supposed to like about this guy.
He's out of his mind. I love
God.
It. I love
like,
it.
Is he just messing with everybody?
He's a rock solid human being.
Okay, good. I don't care about that. Keep your starter in the damn game. Keep your ace in the damn game and stop trying to play matchup game after 5 1/3 innings when you're up 8-3.
93 pitches. Does that irk you, Bob?
Yeah, it irks me a hell of a lot, as you can tell. A man on 8-3, and you're going to take your ace out because, oh, let's go lefty-lefty now. Let me put my thumbprint on this game. God bless Hector. He's a great human being. No, he saved your ass yesterday, and he didn't even have a good performance. So don't tell me how great he is.
Rock-solid human being. Oh, gutsiest good. Performance out there.
Get a closer and stick with it.
Who would you make a closer? Hector?
I guess you have to now. I don't know.
Not Sir Anthony.
No, he's struggling. You know,
Kimbrel.
I don't put this on.
Do you make the call? Because Look, it's not going to happen until after the MLB draft on June. It's early June. It's like, June 6th?
Is it? I thought it was.
Egan would know because he's a minor league weirdo.
Yeah, it's that first week of June.
Yeah. So after that, there's no compensatory penalty for signing these guys.
Right.
So it'll happen after that if it happens. I would imagine a couple teams are going to have interest. Maybe your Washington Nationals are one of them because their bullpen stinks on ice. But even after you sign them in early June, you're probably not going to see them until mid-July.
No, I mean, I don't know what kind of workouts Kimbrel or Keuchel are doing right now.
Yeah.
And whatever they're doing, it's not comparable to anything that they're going to have to go through.
So you have to consider it, you know, kind of a long term. But you are going to get a fresh arm if you get one of those two guys. Somebody, I forget who it was it Jason Sarge? Somebody's saying that they're not very high on Keuchel. And Kimbrel, you know, he's kind of like doubtful. But Kimbrel more likely than Keuchel. So if you do decide to make a move like that, you know, you got to kind of map it out because it's going to take them a while to get up to the major league ready level. So, you know, we'll see. I don't know how I feel about Kimbrel.
How do you feel about are you really on the gay pride parade? Are you really riding that, or is that just an act for the show?
No, I like him. I think he's fine.
Really?
I don't think you're saying he's overmanaging. I don't think he's overmanaged. Yesterday he overmanaged. I don't think he's overmanaged this year.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think yesterday was good.
No, and I'm not one. I'm not so reactive as to say one series is going to throw me off. But hey, I don't know. He works my nerves.
I don't think he had a great series.
Play that again. What he just said about Hector Neris, please. Can you, Pat? Like, what the hell is this?
He's presenting beautifully.
I certainly like happy for Hector. You know, he had the gutsiest performance possible out there. That lineup is never ending, and it's every guy can hit the ball out of the ballpark. And this, the way it went today, kind of felt like at any point could be more home runs. And so I think my initial thought when that ball landed in McCutcheon's glove was good for Hector. Like, good for such a dependable, rock-solid human being.
Rock-solid.
Stud. So awesome to see that happen for him.
It's so weird.
You should see him in the shower.
All right, don't go that far. It's just, oh my God, just manage the baseball game.
He's a rock-solid human being. He's happy for him. His emotional intelligence is through the roof, Bobby.
Right.
He's rock solid. He's gutsy.
Gabe today.
Yeah, Bob's angry. It's Friday Memorial.
No, I'm not angry.
Gabe threw your whole axis off.
He really did. And I can't wait for the weekend. It's going to be a fun weekend. And Gabe is an idiot today, in my opinion.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, there you go. You're right.
Yeah,
my fault.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm sorry, Bobby. My fault. All right, stop.
All right, so yesterday, Carl Anthony Towns misses out on $32 million in bonus incentives for not making an All-NBA team.
Doesn't deserve to.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I mean, I think you might be able to make a case for, like, third team at best. Whatever. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it because I don't really care. But the point is, media members decide on the All-NBA votes, correct? You would get votes when you were covering the Sixers.
That is correct. They switch it up. Like one year it might come to Jamie Lynch and they say, we need you to vote for three different things. Rookie of the year, All-NBA, All-Defensive.
Okay. It's not consistent.
No, it's not. And then next year you might get Coach of the Year, Rookie of the Year. Yeah, it changes up all the time. Yeah.
Interesting. So Carl Anthony Towns, you know, misses out on a lot of money. Klay Thompson yesterday found out, I guess, during the gangbang media session. His audio was pretty hilarious.
It was. It was. Yeah, I just listened to that during the last break.
Yeah, it was like, wait, what? I'm not?
And they said Kemba Walker.
And he went,
specifically Kemba Walker. The look on his face and then the reaction was just
and
like,
he was like, look, I love these guys, but like,
yeah, no offense to them.
Yeah, no offense, but when you've been to five NBA finals,
and he specifically said, he's like, it's not just two players on this team.
Yeah, he said that requires a couple All-NBA guys.
Right, yeah.
And he's right. And Klay Thompson is a phenomenal defender. I think he's maybe the most underrated player in the league.
Yeah, you could go there.
Because he's a two-way player that's just, I think he's tremendous.
It's not an easy role to, it sounds silly, but it's not an easy role to play when you are a star and you're definitely third fiddle.
So Klay Thompson was in the news with it. Karl Anthony Towns was in the news with it. Rudy Gobert made All-NBA defensive first team, which makes him eligible for the Supermax contract worth $262 million. Mm. He could get, and Rudy Gobert is not worth this at all. Year one, $44.7 million. Year two, $48.2 million. Year three, $52.1 million. Year four, $56.3 million. And in year five, he could make $60.8 million.
Yeah, he's not worth it.
He is not worth that at all. I mean, let's be serious. His offense is limited. His defense is phenomenal. But the question is, should media members that, frankly, like when you were covering the Sixers, there's no chance you were able to watch Portland, Dallas on, you know, after your game. So, like, it's not like you're watching the entire league constantly.
No.
Should the media members have this kind of power?
Well, what's your alternative? Players, coaches?
GMs and coaches, maybe, something like that.
Yeah. That's fair.
Maybe you have, like, a council of NBA alum or something, you know, somebody, almost like make it like a job, like you're somewhat committed to following the league.
Well,
you
know, that is the job of the media too.
Well, yeah, but they're specific to teams so much that they miss a lot
so
of the
league.
Yeah,
so if you're doing your due diligence, and I, you know, 99.9% of the media do. You're talking
do you
to
think
people.
It's that
you're
high?
Keeping an eye. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I know.
In terms of following other teams diligently.
Well, yeah, you make calls and you, you know, the.
Because I would imagine some media members mail it in.
Oh, no question. Yeah. I mean, you're looking specifically at numbers and saying who deserves. Oh, wow. He averaged 28. I didn't realize that this year. First team all in.
Oh, Kemba. Yeah. He's all first team.
Yeah. So you hope that all comes into play, but you do. You ask around. You say, hey, you know, I have to vote for this just between me and you. I'm thinking this. I'm thinking that. What's your opinion? You know, what does a player mean to the team? What does a player mean to the league? Besides numbers? I hope to God. I know I took it like that. I hope to God all the media members
I don't think they all do.
You would
know better than me. We'll continue this conversation on the other side. As Pat Egan's yelling at me for being a minute late for break. I didn't realize we were having such an enthralling conversation about this, Bob.
I hate Pat Egan.
Yeah, he's really something today. You're listening to the Fanatic at 5. We'll continue that conversation ahead and talk some Sixers, or not some Sixers, some Phillies as well, and the Harden and CP3 thing. Time at the Fanatic, 5:41.
97.5, the Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic at 5.
Mustard on cake. Haters will say it's fake. Welcome back in, Fanatic at 5. Jamie Lynch, Bob Cooney. We got Pat Egan in with us today. Farzetta and Trey coming up next.
Do we get paid more when we have to work with Egan?
I think so, yeah. It's time and a half, I think.
It should be.
I think it's written.
Great cash, homie.
Yeah, it's written in the Beasley bylaws.
Oh, it better be.
Yeah.
If it isn't, it should be.
Yeah. So if you're just joining the show, Phillies pull off a win yesterday. They split the series at Wrigley Field. You know, I'm happy with the
split. In spite of Gabe Kapler, they won the game.
All right, Bobby. You hate Gabe. We get it.
I don't hate him. I hated what he did yesterday.
I told you, it was not his best series. I thought what he did Monday to not have the bullpen in any sort of relevant condition on Tuesday cost them on Tuesday. And, you know, he should have let Nola try to get out of the inning. It is what it is, you know? They split in Chicago against Wrigley. Good team.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you that.
All right.
You're right.
The road trip started well.
Okay.
Could have been better.
Could have been, but that's okay.
That's all right.
Yes.
But
Gene
Segura is, I think he's my favorite Phillies player since
Chase Utley.
Cedric Hunter.
Adam Eaton. Somebody from that team. Like, I think this dude is phenomenal.
Who's your favorite on that team? I would say it's among Halliday, Utley, and Howard. Rollins.
Howard was my favorite for a while.
Okay.
Yeah. Once Doc came in, though, I mean,
it's hard. Yeah, you're a Doc guy.
And I was a huge Cliff guy until he started farting and burping on the media. And then he kind of lost me.
Wait, what?
I
remember it. But
when
if
he
any,
went full heel.
I remember, yeah. But I, if anything, that would endear you to someone.
Nah.
Stop it. Nah, you are a fart lover from
no,
I don't
got,
know
he
when.
Ended up getting paid, I think, for a full year where he didn't even pitch. He was just sitting on a tractor. His part two was...
it wasn't good.
Yeah, it really dampened part one because part one was phenomenal. So, yeah, I mean, I love Gene Segura. JT Realmuto, those two guys watching their at-bats are that's pretty stuff. They know what they're doing with the bat in their hands.
Yeah, and it's so much fun to watch in games where that means a lot. Like McCutchen gets you a huge walk in this past series where he was down 0-2 in the ninth inning. What Realmuto does, what Segura does up at bat, Bryce Harper laying down a great bunt the other day. Like, that's just veteran stuff that they obviously didn't have last year, and that is so important to a lineup that just seems to be heavy hitters, but it's not. There's a lot of smart guys in there too.
Are. And McCutchen, as he said after the game, he thinks he got his swagger back, which is a great thing to see. We'll see what happens with the center field position. I three games against Milwaukee, I would only start Odubel one of them. Like, that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I would give Kingery two games and be like, all right, what do you got, kid?
Interesting, yeah. And I want Roman Quinn to get back as soon as possible.
Hopefully
I'm gonna
take
soon. A look at him.
A lot of injured guys. Tommy Hunter should be back pretty soon now. They're saying David Robertson could be another 3 weeks.
Yeah, he's out for a while.
But Quinn could be coming back as well here pretty quickly. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
And it sounds like the way Gabe was loving on Hector Neris, that he's your closer.
He's a rock-solid human being.
Stud.
Gutsy. Quality people.
Yeah. So happy for him.
I think that I'm an incredible human being.
All right, so we have to get to the report. The Bleacher Report that came out last night, I forgot to even get to this till this point. LeBron James has begun his negotiating for a super team. Who are his two targets?
I don't know, James. Who?
Did you not see this?
No, but Pat Egan said in my ear during the last segment that when you ask a question, I shouldn't say, yeah, I know, I saw this. I should say, I don't know who, James, like you're informing me. So that's what I just did.
I don't like that. I like honesty. So
I know.
Did you see this report?
Go ahead.
No, did you see it? Answer the question, and then
no,
we'll
I
talk
didn't,
about.
James.
I don't like this. Tell you saw it.
I said no, I didn't.
I don't know if I believe you or not. Right
I don't
now.
Care if you believe me. Just tell the people what they want to hear.
It's annoying. Just be truthful. LeBron James has begun courting Kawhi Leonard and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I know.
That's all I was trying to get out of you. Duh.
Yeah.
That was my reaction. Of course he has. Does that give you concern about Jimmy Butler?
No, Jimmy Butler can go wherever he wants. I mean, you know, like, I don't think he needs his ego stroked by LeBron James to say, hey, I'd love to play with
him. No, but L.A., I think he has a house out there. It might be appealing to him.
He also has a house in Bluebell? Where did he buy?
He was running.
Ardmore?
It was Bluebell, Ambler area.
Okay.
So he was only running.
Well, no, apparently he bought.
No, that's not.
Oh, it's false. Hey, you have friends
that
up there.
I've shot that one down.
Well, that's you run in the $6 million house circle.
Yeah. I'm his neighbor.
That seems so overrated to me. I don't think anybody gets enamored. No NBA player, unless you're like a TJ McConnell or something like that, gets enamored with a LeBron James saying, yeah, I'd love to play with you. Or why don't you come out here to play? Jimmy Butler's going to do what's best for Jimmy Butler. If he thinks playing with LeBron James out there is what's best, then okay, he'll do it. But I don't think,
who's more likely to play in L.A. next year, Kawhi or Jimmy Butler?
Kawhi.
You still think even if they make the finals, he's gone?
Yeah.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
That sucks for Toronto.
Kawhi and Dine, I don't think really entices him all that. He's a robot. And his program is set for the West Coast once this season is over.
Yeah. I didn't make too much of it. Of course he's going to recruit these guys.
Yeah.
There's a lot of big name free agents out there. Of course he's going to recruit them. RIP to Aaron Rodgers. He took a huge L last night at the Bucks game. Did you see this? We got to wrap up here in 20 seconds.
All right, go.
David Bakhtiari, his offensive lineman, was courtside. They show him on the Jumbotron.
Chugging beer.
Chugs a huge beer down in, like, you know, 6 seconds. And then he points over across the court at Aaron Rodgers. And he's like, your turn. You know, the crowd's all hype. And Aaron takes the beer. And he's like, eh. And he, like, does this slow, pathetic chug of the beer. Doesn't even finish it. And then Christian Yelich was sitting next to Bakhtiari. And Bakhtiari got him to chug a beer. And he threw the whole beer down. And then Matthew Stafford was out at dinner watching it on TV. Chugged his beer.
Wow.
Everybody was just mocking Aaron Rodgers' beer drinking skills last night.
Wow.
So R.I.P. Aaron Rodgers.
I bet you Danica Patrick could down a beer quicker
probably
than him. Yeah.
R.I.P. You know, it was good. You had a good run, Aaron. I'm sorry you took that out.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Fanatic at 5. Thanks to Pat Egan. Mustard on cake. Haters will say it's fake. Egan for producing the show. Farzetta and Trey up next. For Bob Cooney, I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic 554.
Mustard and cake. All the haters will say it's fake.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.